Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Looking at today's rundown, I got really excited because I was a huge Saved by the Bell fan.
Oh, so good.
Same.
And like, if I would have, it's funny, my mom, which is, I don't understand, but when I was, I can't remember how old I was, but I remember I couldn't watch Saved by the Bell for a couple years, or like maybe it was like a year.
They were a little older than us, right?
A little bit. But no, I remember my mom being like, oh, you can't watch. It might have been like in the beginning, but then it became my favorite show of all time.
It's like all we watch. Well, that and Full House, but yeah. I mean, it was
I'm totally blanking. What's the cafeteria or the
Bayside?
The diner called.
Oh,
I keep thinking Peach Pit, and that's not correct.
That's not Jono. Yeah. I actually don't remember. Should we call Mario Lopez and ask him?
Yes, we should.
The ultimate phone a friend. I know. Hey, AC Slater, checking in.
I know, but it's weird because Tiffany was like the goddess. It's like,
she still is.
I mean, she really is. But like her and Mark,
Zach. Call everyone by their real name.
I know, but like they're just the relationship that you just are like, and then like she was just beautiful and
the cheerleader.
But they're I'm like, oh my god, we're interviewing her. Like I would have never thought.
Have you met her?
Pop up and I was like, wait a second, is this real life?
I've never met her.
No, so I'm really excited because she's still just so beautiful. She's got a cookbook coming out called Here We Go Again Cookbook. It's her second one.
I love that title. Here we go again.
I don't know much about her personal life, though. Do you guys know?
I don't, actually.
Mm-mm.
I
think she's pretty private.
Stayed out.
Well, let's get in there.
I don't know.
If anyone can.
She thinks she's coming in to talk about a recipe.
All right, what's up? How's everyone doing? A little check-in. A little checky check time.
Kat?
I'm good over here.
You're always good.
I'm good.
Kat's consistent.
I'm just busy.
You and I are always a gamble.
What's going on with y'all?
Who's crying today?
Who's knelt down today?
Boom, boom.
No, I'm kidding.
I already did, so I'm going to cross that off the list.
Why'd you cry?
I don't know.
Today?
Hormones, postpartum, sure.
Mm-hmm. This morning?
Yeah, I was in traffic for quite some time.
Oh, so I saw that. That looked bad.
Was I
going to school?
Uh-huh.
That was this morning.
That looks rough.
It's fine.
Is it not like that every day?
No. It's fine. I just think the leveling out of the hormones is always a little tricky, if I'm just being honest.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. They say it takes a year to get back.
That's crazy because no one gives you a year. You know what I mean? Like a year to.
No one gave me 24 hours.
gives you a year to be normal.
No.
Mm-mm.
How are you?
I'm good. I just feel like uncomfortable.
You're so cute. It's
so
like
cute.
I did not just smother you. I'm really not.
I just feel like I'm just everything's swollen and like I know. I'm just really like I'm just uncomfortable.
How many weeks are we?
28.
That's so crazy.
I know.
You look extra pretty to me.
Thanks.
I know.
I'm going to say thanks.
But I do my glucose test this week. So.
But
But, and then we'll see the baby. And then we're touring the hospital, which I'm really excited about.
That's fun.
Yeah. So, but there's just, yeah, I'm like, I don't even know how to sit because I'm like, this is leaning back. I don't know, it's just weird. It just feels uncomfortable, but it's fine. So happy.
Miracle of life. So happy. I'm so happy. Let's get uplifting here, guys, because I'm like, my postpartum hormones and drive, like, meh.
So, you know what I was just thinking about last week's episode?
The pop culture.
Some people were really upset and passionate about our take on the whole living in the same house together still situation.
Oh, really? I didn't look.
I know. I just got a few, like, on the Wind Down podcast.
What did they say?
Just like, because I want to go, you know what? We didn't have enough information because they did buy the house together. Both their names are on it. And it was kind of like, why did she have to move out? Why not him?
Mm.
I was like, oh, but interesting. So I was like, so sorry. I just don't think we had all the information.
No.
No one ever does, though.
Well, that's what I was saying then. I was like, I feel like we're missing a part of this puzzle.
Like, no one ever does. And they have full Bravo TV shows about things, and we never have the information.
Yeah.
Next Road Ruler.
That's a good lesson, though, because everything on all you're seeing is just like, oh, she's not moving out because her cats and dogs.
Exactly. I'm like, we literally read the article that was that.
We did what and we hate people do.
Yeah.
With us.
We absolutely did. I was like, oh,
well, we're
that would have been important.
We are asked to chime in, and so we chimed. I am always the first to tell you I know nothing about what's going on in the world.
I just think it's funny that when I first saw the, like, I was upset about this episode. I was like, oh, no, what did we do? But that's what they were upset about.
I know, somebody was like, funny. You guys didn't even hate on Tom enough.
And I'm that's
like,
what I it think was. People are passionate about that.
I'm like, I think it's a given that we all don't like Tom. All in favor of not liking Tom, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. I know, aye, okay. It was just funny.
Let's clear that out of the way.
Like, what did we do?
And also, I think.
And Tom's an ass.
No, and I think. Okay, like, it's time to, it's okay. Like, he deserves, I don't want everyone to be, like, canceled.
Oh, I kind of want him to be canceled a little. I'll get hate for that.
I don't like that word.
Well, he wasn't a good guy.
But it doesn't mean that someone, just because you make mistakes doesn't mean you should be canceled. Just like my ex shouldn't be canceled. Just like someone who says something wrong, you shouldn't be canceled for something when we're all human. We all make mistakes. Sex.
Well,
you see where my mind's at. Mistakes.
I don't really want him canceled. I just want him, like, paused for a while.
But again, I think, I mean, I hear you. Enter in the great debate.
Okay.
I know, I totally hear you. I just also think their lives are under a microscope.
I know this.
So there are so many things that we do on a daily basis that if people's lives were under a microscope, everybody would be getting paused.
Oh.
You know?
I'd be
in
paused
every
so
genre. Exactly. Of
yeah.
Categories. So, yeah. Like, what he did, I'm not saying, again, I'm not defending Raquel again or Tom. I'm just saying, like, everyone deserves, like
he deserves
they messed
a better
up.
PR person, that's for sure. Because his first public apology was about the business.
No, I agree. All of it was like, yeah. I don't like any of that stuff. I get it. And it's like, we're all just, like, human.
Well, I just have to be on the Tom's and ass train for a minute so that I can get some of my people back because last week they hated me.
My people back.
Side note, have you guys watched Painkiller?
I started it.
No.
Okay, we just finished it last night and it's so wildly disturbing. It just breaks my heart.
Uh-huh.
It's so, and they still prescribe Oxycontin, mm-hmm. which just even like blows my mind even more, but it's a great show.
It is a great
directed
show.
By Peter Berg. Taylor Kitsch is in it. Some amazing actors.
Not a documentary, right?
No, it's a mini series 6. What's his face from Jessica? I mean, what's her name from Sex and the City?
Oh, SJP?
Yeah, her husband's and
Matthew
Broderick. Thank you. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah, it's good.
It's just so good, but so disturbing how, like, they literally lied saying there's a 1% addiction rate with Oxycontin. And, like, that was the biggest lie ever. And it's like, it just makes me just get really angry with things that come out on media and press when they just run their stories, narrative, when it's like, that's actually not even true.
I mean,
and, like,
think
all
about
these
how many people we know,
like 300,000 people died over the Oxycontin opioid epidemic that happened.
Mm-hmm. And people still continue.
Messed.
Today.
And a lot of them are young.
And they knew what they were doing too. I mean, like, the show was just like, I mean, they knew, like, it was addictive.
Well, it's like you kind of know that that goes on, but like, I mean, I definitely feel like I'm a person that knows that goes on, but then watching the show, it's like, man, just to like watch it and see, I don't know. It's just, it's mind blowing.
Well, I think what's interesting about it too, is they were saying like a lot of the people that were selling the drug, like the drug reps were like, mm-hmm. it's the drug addicts that are the ones that are abusing it. It's like, no, when someone hurt their back and they're over prescribing like the milligram, like of course someone is like, they're not, they didn't start out an addict. They started out with a back pain.
Mm-hmm. Right. And now they don't know how to live without it.
And now, yeah, exactly. And now they're like, you know, going crazy to have mm-hmm. it. So I'm like, because it's more than 1% addictive. And we were talking about that. I was like, have you ever, you know, taken oxycodone or any of those other things? And I know they give you oxy after the C-section.
They give you,
oxycodone.
Oh, what's the other name for it then? Oh, I can't think of it.
Codeine?
That's not what I got.
And then after your boob job too, they give you,
it's on the tip of my tongue.
But okay. Those ones, like they just mess. I don't like them. I don't like the way that I feel on any of those things. So I'm always just like, give me the 800 milligrams of Advil. Cause I'm like, I don't like how I feel on those things. Are you Googling it?
I am. Cause I also have a story about this.
Okay. So, cause I remember the last time I took it with Jace, and it might be oxycodone. It's one of those like
Percocet. That's
right. Oh no. See, I got the oxycodone with Jace. I never had a Percocet. But I just don't like it. I'm just like, give me the Advil, please. Like I don't even care. Any medicine makes
me feel, honestly, I don't know if it's because maybe I just have a low tolerance or I don't really take like medicine, but anything I take, I feel it so strongly, so quickly.
Mm-hmm. So one of them makes me really sick. I had one when I was younger. I think it's oxycodone.
I was going to say,
it made me real sick to my stomach. And I had after like a surgery when I was younger.
And I might be saying the wrong. Maybe it's codon.
I get them very confused. Yeah. I do know, though, after C-sections, I got Percocets. Well, rewind to, you know, my mother is a recovering pill addict.
And how did she start that?
Oh, over-the-counter drugs.
From over-the-counter?
Yeah.
Like which ones?
Percocets and other things. Lots of things.
Those are given over-the-counter? By a doctor. Okay.
Not over-the-counter. So why were they given? Prescribed by a doctor.
For pain?
Yes, she has arthritis in her hands. That's how it started.
Okay. Well, then this must like hit home then.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's a lot. And so she started, it's okay. And so she just started taking a lot of things. But when we found all of them, it was like the same doctor on. So yes, obviously that doctor got in trouble, but that doctor just kept prescribing. She did other things with it, you know, like sleeping pills and stuff like that. But the Percocets, so I did take them after all of my C-sections. I never finished a whole thing, but I always, because I'm scared to, because I mean, I will never forget after I had Emmy, so 11 years ago, I, you know, was still kind of taking them and I got mastitis really bad. Like I was puking in the shower. I was, you know, whatever. And I was like, Nick, go get the Percocets. I'd already stopped taking them, but I was like, I'm in so much pain, go get the Percocets. And it said you could take one or two. Mm-hmm. And I will just never, as long as I live, forget the feeling of taking those two Percocets. Mm-hmm. I loved the feeling. Oh. And that was the problem. Yeah. Was just like, I went from, I felt like I was dying to just like, so, euphoric. Oh my God. Oh my God. And I was like, you're going to need to take these and throw them in the trash or get rid of them. Cause I was so scared that I liked that feeling. And I was like, nope, like cannot have those. I mean, it
numbs you out a little.
It was amazing. Yeah, I mean, it definitely took the pain and it did all that, but it's scary because it's just so like, I can just, in that moment, I was like, this is how people get addicted. Mm. I easily could do this again tomorrow night and just be relaxed. And I mean, that's just the reality. Like I could tell how easy it would be.
It's like the glass of wine, like I'm going to be relaxed. So might as well just take this little pill and go.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's just from then on, I was like, okay, so I would take them. I never felt like I didn't have the control over it ever.
Sure.
So she'd give them to me and I would, you know, take until I felt like I needed to and then I would stop. So I never finished a whole bottle. But yeah, I was like, okay, these have got to get out of the house. I mean, it's scary.
Yeah, I don't like taking anything at all. I have a hard time taking Tylenol and those things, which I didn't like taking Lexapro. But I will say when I got my boob job and they gave me diazepam, that stuff. I was like, this is amazing. And I was like, oh, this is like,
is that like,
oh,
wait, a muscle relaxer? Easter?
That was Easter, Jana.
Yeah, that was Easter, Jana. Is that a pain pill or is it?
So it's a muscle relaxer slash anxiety medicine.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, whatever. Like, you know, like, let's get
it. But Easter, I was just, Jana didn't give up. Beep.
But it was, again, one of those things where I was just like, it, you know, mm-hmm. I was like, this, I can, it's, I don't like it. Take it out. Get it, you know?
Yeah, I don't like to feel out of control of my body.
Mm-mm.
I think
that's why I've never touched a drug. That's, I'm so scared. Like, I've seen the amount of people that I've, like, can name the names mm-hmm. of people that I was, like, in Los Angeles, like, they were doing cocaine. I'm like, I can't touch it. I won't, I just, I'm so, such a control freak that I'm like, I don't, and also, like, I always wanted to, like, tell my kids, I was like, I've never done a drug. I'm cool, you know? Yeah. But also, like, you know, don't do that stuff, especially nowadays. That's terrifying with like the fentanyl stuff. But I'm like, I just don't. Yeah, I don't like feeling out of control. I don't. I mean, the other day, Alan got stung by a wasp, and I was like, if that was me, I'd be hyper. Like, I can't breathe. Like, because I think anything's gonna like
kill you.
Yeah.
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 So
I'm married to one of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you should see his arm though. It's like it's two sizes.
Something's going on. Put tobacco on it. This is not really worth noting, but something is going on with bugs. I don't know if it's everywhere or here, but like my kids She's are getting so bit and it is like welts. Like I'm drawing Sharpie lines around them because I'm nervous of what it could be or what it was.
Yeah.
What were you going to say though?
About pills?
Yeah.
I also watched the effects of that in my own life with my dad.
Was he
on everything? Yeah. But it is really a slippery slope. And for some reason, I feel like it is... For some reason, it feels, I don't know how to frame this, so just not verbatim with this, but like socially acceptable because they're prescribed or something. Like I feel like they think that they're not doing something harmful because they're prescribed or.
Well, also like when I was watching it, I was like, I can't imagine being in his position.
Whose position?
The guy who hurt his back.
Oh, Taylor's character?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the show. Like, that has to be so painful. What else are you going to do? Like, mm-hmm. you can't blame them for taking something because they're in so much pain.
And then when you're in pain, you're grouchy.
But he couldn't even, like, function, especially with back pain. It's very common. And I actually had a girl I went to high school with who died later who had back problems, pain, you know, pills, all the things. But you're in so much pain. It's almost kind of like your life is terrible over here or it's terrible. And I'm not saying that to defend it in any way, but like you almost can't live. Some people almost can't live a normal life.
Looking for relief.
Yeah. They don't have the relief.
Well, it's so like it's people. Scary. And I think they originally prescribed it for people that had a lot of pain during cancer. Mm-hmm. So it's like people that, you know, just needed that to live, mm-hmm. but like be, you know, pain free. So sorry we went down that path. No, I just was like, it was just so upset last night after we finished it.
I haven't watched it.
It's a great show, though. Just
I've kind of taken it slow.
I've maddening.
Like, watched a little. I think that's where I'm at. Like I just get so angry. Everything feels a little heavy right now, so I'm just watching some lighter things for the time being, but I'll pin it.
Yeah.
Well, let's flip it. Let's talk about foods because we're going to get Tiffany Thiessen on the show, and she's going to talk about her new cookbook, Here We Go Again. And because honestly... Food is where, like, what really drives the body and helps the body and all those things. So,
nourish.
Take a break and we'll get her on.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try. because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today.
How are you guys?
We're good. How are you?
We're good.
Let me just have my moment. I just can't believe it's her. Can I have my moment? That's it. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Do you just look at girls our age in our 40s and just go, oh, crap, I don't want to talk to them because they just see...
I'm only going to call you Tiffany, but you need to know where you live in my heart forever. And you matter to me.
Well, I mean, that's what's hard because I have some people who are Kelly and some people who are very much a Valerie. So I don't know where you stand. I don't know.
Well, Kelly.
Don't worry, Kelly.
I'd say we should just move in and Saved by the Bell.
Okay, got it. Well, no, because I was telling them earlier, I remember, I mean, obviously we all grew up watching the show and stuff. And last Christmas, Mario Lopez was one of my co-stars. Like he was my love interest from my last movie. And I just remember like, when you grow up just idolizing people, characters on a show, it was just like.
Yeah, it's people you watch that you feel like you're a part of their lives. It's funny, people say this, but Aaron Spelling taught me a long time ago that people who are on TV feels even more, there's more of a connection because you're in their living room. Mm. Where people, when you go and see movies and movie stars, when they're on big screens and you're going to a movie theater, they feel a little less touchable, I guess, you know, in a way. So where true. People who, you know, were in your living room on a weekly basis feel much more a part of your family almost, you know?
Sure. When we were talking to you before the show, I feel like you've done a really good job staying pretty private in your public life and just in, I don't ever see like, I've never seen like the headlines or the families. I don't know. Like you just like, you've seemed to lead a very like private, normal-ish.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I'm overly private. I mean, I share, I know some people don't even share their kids on socials and stuff. And I totally respect that. But I don't know. Maybe I'm just boring.
I hear no drama, and I like that.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not. I definitely. Yeah. I'm. I have. As I'm almost reaching 50, I don't have the energy for the drama anymore. Amen. And I wasn't even back then, but I'm even less now.
How many kids do you have?
Three.
I have two.
Oh, you have two. Okay.
A boy and a girl.
Two. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. One of each. I have a teenager that's 13, a girl, and an 8-year-old boy. So.
Okay. Aww. So as I'm going to be 40 in December, And I feel like it's just, I'm very excited for 40, but as you're mm-hmm. nearing 50, or is there something that's like, what's different between turning 40 versus turning 50?
Yeah, I will tell you. So, and I'm actually kind of surprised at even feeling like this, but I feel even more settled and not as nervous about reaching 50. I don't know why. You think I would be, than I was turning 40. I was much more nervous about 40. I was much more nervous about looking a certain way, feeling a certain way. And it's also, I look back and I think the reason why I was a little more unsettled is because I was still in that beginning stages of just having babies, right? So I feel like hormonally, I was kind of still all over the place. And, you know, I wasn't settled back into like feeling like me again. I also probably wasn't spending a lot of time on me. I was spending more time on my children. And also trying to navigate the difference between, you know, the time of like putting into work and shooting and, you know, making sure I still was there for my kids and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So it was a lot of push and pull and a lot of like, you know, I'm here, where now my kids are a little more settled. They're 13 and 8 now. You know, it's not that they don't need as much, but they kind of don't need as much, right? Physical me. And I'm able to put a little more time back into me and make me a bigger priority again, I guess I would say. And so I think that has a lot to do with the fact that I'm feeling much more settled, much more okay with turning 50. Mm-hmm.
I think that's crazy really enough. Beautiful. That's actually like, those words are just kind of a gift even to me personally today, because I just had a baby 3 months ago. I'm 41, so I'll be 42 in January. And
I was 41 with my second one, and it's, you know, like, yeah I was,
I'm
right
and
there.
I'm 11 weeks till my due date. So I'm going to be 40. Like, well, now they've moved out my due date, but yeah, it's like,
it's
I
just
thought
different.
I'd be done honestly at this point, but yeah, go ahead. What you were saying?
No,
though.
It's just like, it is that it's that like, I don't know, just a little hope from not the other side, but the light at the end of the tunnel.
No, but I am on the other side. I'm totally on the other side. Because you can absolutely say that.
We feel a little late, you know, like we both had our third. Yeah. And it's later than most of our friends.
Too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Even with Kat. Like Kat's kids are breaking into the high school.
High school, middle school, and elementary school. So
I'm right there with you.
Which is so fun. Like, I love these ages. I love all that. But you're right. Like, y'all are still, you know, the baby stage, which I do miss.
Starting over at 40 is something
and
that I...
There's moments I miss that stage too. I do. But it's not there. I'm done, you know? And so I am on the other side. And so I think being able to put myself a little bit higher on the list again is kind of nice. And I feel very settled. I'm excited to turn 50. I know that's crazy, but I'm totally okay with it.
No, I think that's great. Mm-hmm.
I think I was still a little like, what's happening? 40. Oh my God. You know, like a little more freakish about it, I think.
I think too. It's like what you're saying, like the balance and being able to, you know, kind of do what you want to do now. I remember I was filming something this past summer, and usually the kids come with me all 3 weeks of shooting. And this time, because of like where we were shooting, it was like not going to be great. And I'm like, you know, my daughter's almost 8. My son's, you know, going to be almost 5. And he's not really like a great like set kid. He's 2 minutes. He's like, I'm bored. What are we doing? Yeah. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to try it where I have them for a week with me on set. And then 2 weeks they're with their dad. And I was stressing so much about it but I realized, I was like, okay, I can do it and I did it, and I was less stressed. I actually had more fun filming because every time I'd be like on set, I'd be like, oh, well, I got to go back to see the kids. I got to put them down and then I'm going to learn my lines. And it's like, you're just, those 2 weeks they're never going to remember. Yeah. And like they're loved and they're okay. Mm-hmm. And I think,
totally.
I think back on all the times I'm like, oh my God, like I stretched myself so thin because I was like, I'd be such a bad mom if I didn't leave them. And again, you lose pieces of things that you want to do, and you might have said no to things or whatever. And it's like,
right.
Now you're also seeing they're like, no, like the kids are going to be fine. And now you get to do you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'll get doing there. It, I might add. Yeah. Good job, sis. I'm like, is this
50? Like
I'm excited.
I know.
But this is now your second cookbook. What is different
it
from
is.
This one than the first one?
So my first one was very, I would say, much more of a traditional family inspired, you know, recipes that I either have been doing with my own family for years or stuff I created with my kids or because of my kids. This one kind of, the idea kind of started right at the beginning of COVID, weirdly enough. And I think when we were not going to the grocery store as often, right? We were in that place where like, ah, grocery store, no one can leave their house. And so when we went, it was almost special where we were like, okay, this is all the things I need and make sure you get them. And then you would kind of stretch what you had because you didn't want to go back to the grocery store right away, right? And it got me thinking that I was kind of raised that way and for a different reason, not because of COVID, not because of germs and getting COVID and all that other stuff, but it was more because my parents didn't have a lot of money. So my mom was stretching food for a budget reason. And then it got me thinking, well, this is how we should really be truly cooking and shopping, right? And not because of, it could be for budget reasons, of course, but it also for a food waste, which is, you know, a reason, because I'm always trying to teach my kids about food waste and how really it's one of the biggest impacts we have on global warming, and how that it's really can start at home. I mean, really about, okay, so we're going to make chicken tonight with a bunch of vegetables and lots of sides, and all those things can be repurposed into something totally different and reimagined the next day. I can make enchiladas out of the chicken. I can make, you know, a veggie salad the next day that's grilled, you know, like there's lots of ways to do it. And so I was like, there's a book here. I've never seen a cookbook that really kind of focuses on not just what people think leftovers are. It's not just enchiladas that you had at the Mexican restaurant the night before. I'm talking about like, you go and you buy these ingredients for a recipe and say buttermilk. I used to do this all the time. And I'm like, I just wasted the buttermilk, you know, because of a recipe that I made because I was making, you know, fried chicken one night. Well, why did I waste that? I could have made 9 million other things that I could have repurposed into something else. Or my kids would come in. I'm like, Mom, there's no more chips. I'm like, there's lots of chips in here. They're all broken. I don't want to eat them. Well, I'm going to make it into something else. You know, I'm going to make fried chicken out of that. Right. So it's kind of sort of started that way where I was like, there's a cookbook in here. And so that was kind of my little baby during COVID, where I had this idea to write this book based on truly leftovers and food waste. And then I really wanted to kind of shoot it in a way where it was kind of a nod to my childhood. So it's very much shot in like a 70s, 80s sort of way, and kind of giving a little love letter to my childhood, right? Because these days, nostalgic is very, I think, comforting for so many people. And I know it is for me, so.
We're trendy again is all that's happening. Our generation's
that's
trendy.
Exactly right. I mean, my daughter dresses exactly the way I did in the 90s. It's hilarious.
Mine's wearing a choker and I'm like, don't call it a comeback, sis. It never left.
Yeah.
I think that's actually really brilliant though. I like this idea mostly because we do like a lot of power cooking. So like Sundays, mm-hmm. I just find it's easier for me to not go off the track so much if I power cook Sunday. So
yeah,
like I do quinoa and roasted veggies, and then I kind of just like weave those into recipes. But I feel like lately mm-hmm. I've been mm-hmm. a little stagnant. Like mm-hmm. I'm using, mm-hmm. I'm power cooking the same things and then I'm making the same things. And that's mm-hmm. when I start to mm-hmm. wonder, or when DoorDash yeah. comes a dinging or
yeah,
yes.
my bad.
Well, hey, you know what? I mean, look, I to talk about takeout, I grace myself with those days because there's many days. I love to cook, but you can't do it every day. No. It's really quite hard to really do it every day, especially for someone who loves to cook. And I, you know, used to really, even before kids, I was cooking every day because I loved it. But my husband's the one who does dishes, and he's like, can you not cook tonight? Because I really don't want to sit at the sink for an hour.
Same. He's like, I will actually, I'll give you a gift card. I'm like, it's all the same money. What are you talking about?
Can you talk to the girls, AKA me and maybe Kat here?
Us too.
I want to cook. I really do. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to cook for my fiance and my kids, and I get so overwhelmed.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I just, because I'm also, you know, doing everything and now with the baby coming, I'm just like, my God, I would love to get her cookbook and cook. I just, the thought of it, it overwhelms me because it's mom, and I'm trying to like, you know, post something mm-hmm. or she sends, or just word, oh, you know, yeah. It's, I'm just like, I want to do it, but I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah.
What do I do?
Well, and here's the thing, and that's okay. Well, but you're at that stage right now, like, right? So that's okay. So maybe you're not going to be cooking right now, or maybe you're only cooking once a week, or maybe you cook something super simple that only takes you 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. But like
give
what?
Yourself the grace.
That's the thing. I don't even, I'm like, what? Because okay, I'm sick of doing the air fryer chicken nuggets. I feel terrible. You know what I mean? I'm like, Alan's like, yeah. You know, my fiance, he's such a good cook, but he travels a lot. And so he's like, what are the kids having tonight? I'm like, chicken nuggets, but I cut up avocado and tomatoes and, you know, like, and then a side of fruit. So I'm like,
yeah. Well, and it's also hard because I think you're also at that age where I remember this with my kids. We're like, I don't want to eat that. And they want something else. And, you know, everybody's got their own ideas of what they want to eat. Right. And I feel like that does get easier as the kids get older. And you could probably say the same thing, but it's hard, you know, like, last night, everybody had sports. Holt had skateboarding. Harper has volleyball. Like, you know, and we're shipping these kids everywhere. And we don't have a nanny. And so, and we generally have never had a nanny. We had it for a small moment. And it just wasn't for our family. So it's very hard to find time. So last night, it was a 30-minute dinner where I literally did taco bowls. Like, that's what it was. And the kids love them. And veggies get thrown into it, which takes 2 seconds to saute. And there's meat and there's beans and there's rice that was left over in the fridge. And that's what it was. It took me 30 minutes. That was it. And then my husband did the dishes. And
that's our life. So. Like, sports and taco bowls. That's literally our life because we're going every way. Tacos. They're just easy. And you can just do it real quick. Like,
they're super easy. Yeah. They can make their own, which is great. Cause like my daughter's like, I don't like this much cheese. And so they can make them their own. That kind of layered thing is kind of fun. There's days where I will throw a turkey meatloaf together, which also doesn't take a lot of time while they're in school, if I have the moment. And it's in the fridge until it's ready to go into the oven. And then the oven does the cooking. I don't have to do anything else but then serve it, or they can serve it themselves. So there's ways of doing it, but also I think the bigger lesson of it all is just giving yourself grace. Like, if you're not in that place right now, that's okay. Like, who cares? Like, you're still there, right? You're still feeding them.
They're still eating.
I really needed to hear that, especially today, I think.
Yeah, I just honestly, I wish and this is no hate to my mom, but like, I didn't grow up with a model. My mom was great, but
she didn't cook a lot.
She cooked four meals. Two of them were breakfast foods, pancakes and waffles. Right. The other one was like a chicken casserole. I didn't have fish until I moved to Los Angeles, like from Midwest. Yeah. Again, when she was a working mom, three jobs.
It wasn't in you. Yeah. And I think that has a lot to do with it too, because we do go off of what we are used to and what we, you know, my mom cooked all the time. So, you know, but I also, my mom didn't work. My mom didn't, you know, like, she was a mom and that was that. My dad worked two jobs, you know, to allow her to be home. So she had a lot more time, and I had to remind myself, like, my life is very different than my mother. You know, as much as I love to cook and I love to do that, I can't do it every single day. I can't do three meals a day from scratch. Not possible.
Also, can I just say, they're not going to eat them anyways. Like, they're just half not.
The time
they're
down. I mean, they will if that's what they especially, have. Especially, well, I will they're say, used to.
Mine don't.
I will say, at the younger age, it's a lot harder. It does get easier as they get older. And I can put it down and be like, this is what you're eating. And if you don't like it, too bad. My daughter's now older, and she's like, don't make me breakfast. I'll make it myself. I said, great.
Yeah, mine do that too.
That's amazing. She'll go do it, you know? And so there's different stages in this whole parenting world that, you know, you start to figure out, like, you know, baby stuff and you're pregnant. Like, that's the period of grace. Like, give yourself as much grace as possible. You have a 2-year-old, like, you know, cook for you and your husband, and you're cooking probably something totally different for your 2-year-old, most likely, right? Or a little bit of versions of what you're cooking for you and your husband. So anyways,
I can't even cook right now. I mean, I've got a 3-month-old. I'm just like, she's just, it's like every time I go to pick up a skillet, I feel like she's hungry. And I'm like, well, there goes that.
Well, the thing too, like, again, like you, Tiffany, like, we don't have nannies. Like, we're not getting a nanny. So it's like, trying to juggle it with work and the other kids on top of it and the sports and stuff. It's like, but I still get envious watching some girls that I follow on Instagram, and they're just like baking.
But see, that's where social media is bad. Yeah. Okay, that's where social media is bad.
Yeah,
you can't do that. Everybody's life is different. You don't know that woman and how much help she has, or maybe that's all she does. Right? If that's the only thing she does do, and she's able to do that. Like, everybody has a different backstory. Just because what they're putting out on social media doesn't mean that that's exactly what it is. You know? And that's another thing. Like, I think turning 50, I'm just like, it's nobody's perfect. You have to do what works for you and your own sanity.
Amen.
Right? I think even if I had all the time in the world, I'm just not good at cooking.
Yeah, and that's okay.
Yeah. And that's just the reality. I mean, my husband is, thankfully. My dad was the cook. So great. You know, so it's
wonderful.
Great. I just suck at it.
You rely on him to do that. And that's lovely. And that's wonderful.
Yeah. Because I ate so much hamburger helper.
That's what I grew up on.
I vowed. My mom, I thought chicken was supposed to need like,
well, that's why
like
I'm so
resuscitation.
Picky.
It was so burnt. Like every time it would get to my plate, it was like. So I always felt like I am determined to change the course of this. And I even said to my husband last night, actually, I was like, watch our kids be hamburger helper people. Like,
oh, Nick will sometimes get hamburger helper. And I'm like, we cannot have hamburger. And he's like, well, it's just tonight. And I'm like, you don't know how traumatized I am by hamburger helper. We cannot feed our kids hamburger
one
helper.
One animated glove. Well,
just so you know, I have another version that's better. That's kind of like hamburger helper in my book. It's going to be better in the box.
What is your favorite recipe that you, what is one of your favorite recipes that you have in your new cookbook?
Oh, that's hard. It's like picking a favorite child.
Pick one for us that we might are not the best cooks. Like, what
I'm
would
gonna
be
pick
the
one
best?
Because it's so easy, and I feel like everybody has this leftover. Perfect. I'll pick two. One is pizza. We always have pizza as leftover, and I love cold pizza. But I have a great way where you can repurpose your pizza for a breakfast sandwich in the morning.
Ooh, a breakfast sandwich.
So you have
sandwich.
Pizza that night.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yum.
Okay.
And then rice. Always, we have leftover rice half the time. Rice. I mean, I usually always make a huge batch of rice, and whether it goes into taco bowls or whether my kids love sushi, so we sometimes do make homemade sushi, which is actually doesn't take a lot of time. Leftover rice is great to make those sushi cakes that they love, and they can put the avocado and the tuna and the cucumbers and all that kind of stuff on top of it. Again, something they can do. I know you guys aren't at that stage yet, but when the kids are older, super fun. I love that.
We're also landlocked here in Nashville, so
it's fine.
But I'm going to find a replacement for that tuna. I want you to start thinking about us landlocked folk over here.
Okay. I got a lot of other stuff. It's not just the ocean.
I want that. I actually want to come over tonight.
And hey, next time if you ever come to Nashville, like just come on over and we can do a cooking night. That'd be so fun.
I have so many of my LA friends that all moved to Nashville.
Yeah, they all moved here. Yep.
Yeah, we know. I'm not super good at driving here, is what I've noticed. But that's just a story for another time.
Because they suck at driving. Yes, I know.
This morning,
now they got weather, and they're like, "What?" Yeah.
I was like, "It's just a sprinkle, West Coast. We can do this, everybody. Merge."
Tiffany, thank you so much.
We had that hurricane come through LA. People were panicked.
Oh, I can only imagine.
I mean, LA was like,
and I heard it just like barely sprinkled.
And I don't know if you saw, but we got an earthquake the same day, and we were like, "This is it. This is the world's ending."
Y'all are jumping into times. The ocean.
I would have flown out that day. I would have been so scared. I'm like, it's ending. Yeah.
Would you get on a plane while all that is happening?
You know me. I'd either get in a car or something.
You'd make me drive you all the way home, wouldn't you?
Okay. We're a mess.
Oh, Tiffany, thank you so much for coming on the show. Everyone, grab the new cookbook.
Here we go again.
So fun.
Thanks for validating us. We love you.
Oh, always. Of course. The older mama right here.
You're sweet. No, you're the perfect mama.
Big sister. Okay. Got it. I like it.
Bye, friends. Bye. See ya. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots. But wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Okay, well, she's amazing. Love her. Definitely going to get her cookbook.
I love maybe a good cookbook. Do you know it matters to me to be able to flip pages? I know people Pinterest recipes all the time, but I really love like a good cookbook.
I just can't cook, so I have to have a recipe. So that's very helpful.
I like to thumb the pages. I like to like tab them. One of my favorite books in my house is from my grandma.
Really?
Yeah. It's all her little scribbles and like cute. Flower stains and whatever else is on there. It's magic to me.
It's cute. Mm-hmm.
That is really cute. I like that. I'm just thinking about, yeah, my grandma. But I like, I don't understand. Like I feel like they still added things post.
They did. And it was always like course. A pinch.
Or yeah, exactly. Like, that's why I can't cook because they just start throwing stuff in.
Like, or she just would write flour, eggs, milk. I'm like, yeah. Okay. I'm going to just need a quantity.
A couple of eggs. What is a couple of eggs here?
Yeah. A few cups of milk. What?
So I think I'm at the point where I'm just overwhelmed with everything and I'm just like, cancel everything.
Oh, I've been there.
Cancel awesome. Showers, cancel weddings. Just cancel.
Oh, no.
Wait, what?
No. Do you like, mean just like, are we, tell us more.
Do you mean work, life, what? Like work or... Life or
like when it involves
more than one personal? Person.
Yeah. Like in like planning things and people's schedule. I'm like, just forget it. Let's not do it. Let's forget it. Let's not get married. Let's forget it. Let's not have a baby shower. Like, I'm like, forget it. Like Julie texts me the other night going, okay, so what's the week in the shower? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to be the one planning. You know what I mean? So I was like, I got enough on my plate. I was like, I just wish I didn't respond back
to her. I thought we already planned it.
I thought we did too.
Well, we didn't because we don't have a place.
Well, we did because we did have a place, but now we don't have a place. So now we have to start
this isn't
over.
Up to you. We'll just get back to you on what you're
saying. But I'm like, I don't even want a shower.
This is how I felt. All I wanted was a dinner with
you
some
had balloon
friends.
Arches and flying
because
butterflies.
This is what happened. This is what
butterflies came out of an invitation.
They did. They fluttered. They did not.
I don't want a balloon arch. I don't want any of it.
I know. I didn't want it either. But what happens is
I'm not hating on yours.
But you appreciated and loved it.
Oh, I loved it. Yeah, I mean, it was the most sincere, like just from the heart, easy. Mm-hmm. But what's tricky is I wanted just like a little candlelit dinner with just like a few girlfriends. But I truly don't want anyone to be left out.
And yeah, that's hard.
Really hard. I mean, queendom itself is six people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so that's just queendom.
Yeah.
So if I invite like that's Nicole hard. And Ashley, that's already, you know, we're already at nine. And I think once it gets too big, you just and don't get to talk to anyone.
Yeah.
So I just was like, it's either nothing or it's a big
show.
Why
don't we just do a dinner?
I think things just get really overwhelmed for me where I'm just like, I don't want it to be a big thing. I don't want it to be a big deal. Like this is my third baby. I understand it's, you know, a couple years past, but I'm like, I don't need anything. all I would really want is like you girls to like come over in PJs and I, you know, I'm a game girl, so I'd like to play a few cute little games.
I vote for this.
I would game night, like shower, let's go.
That's my kind of jam. Like, I don't want it to be a big production. I don't want it to be a big thing because I just feel bad. Like, I don't know. I start to just feel bad. And then I'm like, and now having said that, this is when I flip to the other side. My 40th birthday, I want it to be fucking amazing.
Save all your resources for my 40th
Like, that birthday. Is what I want to have, like, you know what I mean? Because I'm like, I've been wanting my 40th for 10 years since my 30th, like underneath my covers. But again, it can just be it, like it can be still chill, but I still want to do something like something where I'm like, I really want to do something. And obviously I would like want to do like, I would love, you know, a little something with you guys, but I don't want all the things.
Same. And I don't like gadgets. My registry was like nothing because I just don't like a lot of things.
Right.
I got a lot of hand-me-down things, which was great. Mm-hmm. Two girlfriends had a baby like 2 years ago and then 1 year ago was perfect.
I'd rather be like, what did you have you not gotten that you want? Tell me and I'll get it.
I don't want you guys to give me anything. I don't need anything.
Right. Let's just hang out in our pajamas.
I don't literally need anything. I mean, do I need diapers and all, but guys, come on. You know what I mean?
Swipe up.
I don't want to like
Amazon Prime, guys.
Yeah. I just don't.
I'm with you.
I mean, I agree.
It just becomes overwhelming with people's schedules and everyone's trying to figure out. And then I'm like, oh, now they're trying to like move things around because this person's got softball on this day and this person. Mm-hmm. And then now I just feel like it's a big inconvenience. So I'm just like, forget it.
This is why you did
exactly what she did. Like forget it. But we still planned it.
This is why so I we would have like a date. To say I didn't want to involve you at all anyways. I had people take the reins for me and they said, do you have this date open? And I said, yes. And they said, no further questions.
See, that's what I need. I can't be the one to like plan
Here's
it.
Here's your problem, though, with that.
I didn't want
that.
You in. And all of a sudden, you texted us and I go, oh, we got the captain of the ship.
Yeah. But here's also the problem of that with you. Not a problem, but the problem with that is you truly want just your queendom. And you want your queendom there. So it's like, if we just go, are you available for this date? And then three of the queendom can't be there.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll
figure it out.
I mean, I'm happy with that because I can do any of the dates.
Yeah, I'll cancel.
But here's the deal. We already have a date.
Yeah.
Y'all keep forgetting. We already planned a date.
I don't know.
It's on my calendar and everyone else.
Well,
so what's the problem?
I would say this. So it was phrased to me this way, which I also enjoyed. We have prayed for these babies and it means a lot for people to gather around. Just the energy of nothing else. Just the prayer.
And I like that.
That's what we need.
I would love it. I just don't want all the arches and the cookies and the whatever.
Horseback riding, because that's what it's gotten to. In case you wondered,
what
there's like a lot of activities going on with yours.
Can we just play
horseback riding?
I don't know. There's
she's kidding.
Obviously, we're not getting. I'm not getting.
We're not even going there. We're not going there anymore.
We're like gonna go galloping past.
We're not going there anymore. We're not even going to that location. I don't think.
I thought I was snuggling up with PJ. And all of a sudden, Pamela's like, "So let me ask you this," with her Pittsburgh self.
Yeah, it was planned, but we're changing.
Well, anyways, I don't know if you guys are like that too, but I just was kind of thinking it because the same thing with like the wedding planning is kind of everything's just getting like
very.
Let's
not cancel the wedding.
I'm just getting very overwhelmed. A lot of things have transpired. I was going to say prescribed.
I was going to perspire.
I was a little worried about what words are coming up.
So it's just, I get to that place where I'm just like, F it, forget it. I don't want to do it. Like, you know.
So the same.
And I know
I
always.
On Monday with 40 people.
I mean, I don't blame you. I do.
And I always like, I would probably regret it a year later. Like when the actual date would have been, I'd be like, oh, we should have just done it. But I just get so over. I just am like, it just becomes too much that I'm like, forget it, move on. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have to deal with it. It's too much because it doesn't at the end of the day, it's not that like a shower doesn't matter. A wedding doesn't matter. Obviously those are very important things. You know what sucks about it? And this is what I said to Pam and I, we had like a little Labor Day chill day and you know, she was like, why don't you just go away? And I go, you know, I go of all the weddings because I've had two weddings. I go, I wanted to elope so badly on my last wedding because I didn't want a wedding. I did not want it at all. That was for my ex. Like, did not want one. He's the only, like, Alan's the only person I want to marry. Like, I actually want a wedding with. Like, I want to have that, like, experience with. So that's why I'm like, I still am like trying to like, you know, I just get overwhelmed and that's my personality. Be like,
So we haven't canceled the wedding, have we?
No, I'm just really like,
I mean, I, get,
It's just a lot, because if I'm trying to do something that's like involves activities and other people and flying, and it's
more horses. What,
it all comes back to this point. It feels like I'm going to be inconveniencing people with money and their time.
Well, that's not true, because I can't wait.
But again, that's how it feels. Anything that inconveniences other people with their time or money, then I'm like, I don't want to do it. Never mind.
Yeah.
Because it's like the scheduling and I got this and I don't know how I'm going to do this. Well, I don't want to go there without this. I'm like, okay, then forget it. I don't want to do it. I don't want to inconvenience.
I have no caveats.
I literally just say,
I'll just be there.
I can make any day work.
Yeah. For a wedding, of course.
No, I meant for like shower, whatever. Just anything. Yeah. I was like, I can
just
do it.
It's my, I'll take it to Amy, but it's just, it gives me like.
I know. It's good though. You're inclusive and you want your people.
I totally hear you. The good news is we do have a date for whatever you want the shower to look like. Does not have to have arches. It does not have to have horses. Does not have to be what it was. It could be pajamas and games, whether they like to play games or not. Me and you can play games.
I personally like a one baby shower game. Like, I like some of those funny games.
I love baby shower
games. I think they're fun.
Clothespins?
I mean,
what? Clothespins? Do you remember the old Michigander showers with the clothespins?
Anyways, okay. Well, we'll pin all this and see how I feel once we move into the new house, because
that's the problem.
Like, you're nothing going on in your life. I don't know why a shower would be overwhelming.
All the things.
All right. Well, talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this, because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.